Hey, beautiful life. Om Shanti. It's 8:35 p.m. here in Manipal, and wow, it's been a hectic day today for me. But I really spaced myself quite well. I was focused on completing the most important tasks that were required of me, and one of them was basically trying to do the prep for the Geeks on Feet podcast. So they had certain requirements, and have sent them my basic introduction as well as my pictures. But there's one thing that I need is to this Bluetooth headphone. So I do not have one. I'll have to see whether I can use any existing one, or whether the MacBook audio is good enough. So I'll just check with them and see whether that will work. Other than that, of course, today I had quite a few one-on-ones today. In fact, 3 in the morning and 3 in the evening. So total around 6 one-on-ones. And they were quite lengthy ones also. But the fact is, yes, you know, the trainees are approaching me and they're really giving some good candid feedback. So that really helps in, you know, their improvement as well as improving the training plan overall. You know, so that is exactly what we need to focus on, right? If you want to move forward, we have to really understand what needs to be done. There has to be clarity. And as a coach, my job is to make sure that everybody has clarity on what they need to do, you know, for the next 1 week, so that you know, they do not lose their focus. And one thing that I've seen is many people have been able to achieve their goals, weekly goals, and you know, not only goals, even their marathon goals. And also there were a few people who ran the New Jersey Marathon and completed strongly in time despite all the challenges, specifically in a pollen allergies, route not being set properly, electrolytes not being available along the route. I know we only think all these problems happen only in India, but these problems happen even in developed country like US, which is one of the topmost marathon countries in the world, right? So organization, bad organization can happen anywhere and everywhere. So, you know, what feedback I got from a few of my trainees is the route was not marked well, and electrolytes were not there at the specific points, and they had to run on just empty or plain water, and some of them had cramps also. And since the route wasn't marked, some people finish the half marathon at the full marathon finish line, and they got a different timing altogether. So, you know, pretty much big goof ups, you know, and in such a developed country like US. And of course, this is not the first time that the New Jersey Marathon has been organized, right? So, yes, you know, one thing that we need to always ensure is, I think the quality of marathons in India is far more better than any other country. So unless until you run outside, you know, you can't really experience what, or you'll really start appreciating how races are organized in India. So yeah, that's a little bit of feedback that I got from one of my trainees who ran the New Jersey Marathon. Woke up today at around 6 o'clock. You know, I wanted to make sure that I get a very high and good you know, sleep score, and didn't go for a run today in the morning, but I did a 12.5 kilometer run in the evening. So overall, I had a rest day, more than 24 hours of rest day, because the last long run I did was on Sunday morning. I finished my run at around 8:45, 9-ish in the morning, and then I ran today in the evening at around 5:10. So more than 24 hours of rest. So that's one full day of rest, and happy that I could run today. Easy run, you know. One thing that is really helping me in terms of my runs also is that I'm having an early lunch. So I finish my lunch by 12:15, 12:20 max. And when I do my runs at 5 in the evening, I know I'm pretty much quite comfortable running at a pace which normally, you know, if I would had my lunch around 2:30, it would be very tough for me to run at 5 or even at 5:30. I feel very heavy and bloated. So that's not the case, you know. So that's one thing that I really like, and I want to stick to that. So and that also means that my morning hours are quite free. I can work and get most of my work done during that phase. So these are a few advantages of having lunch and dinner and not breakfast and lunch. And the other thing that I observed is when I have breakfast and lunch, I tend up to snack, you know, at around 3:30, 4 or 4:30, which is not a good thing, right? You're just eating extra. But with this lunch and dinner, I don't snack, and neither in the morning nor after lunch. So it's directly lunch and dinner. So that is a big advantage also. Yes, of course, I need to improve my sleep scores. Those are the things that are really impacting my work and workouts also. But I think slowly I'll definitely reach there. I don't see an issue on that front. But of course, there's a lot of work that needs to be done on that area. So, overall, you know, today my work was basically to make sure that all those athletes who are having their workouts set, or I would say depending on their progress or whatever injuries they're facing, I had to modify their plans and make sure that, you know, they are well on track. So that was a huge chunk of work that I had to do. So once I got that thing done, it was around 1:30. Had a short power nap and then started working on the podcast thing for around 45 minutes or so. And then from 3:15, I did some strength training for half an hour. And then I had my calorie practice from 4 to 5. And then after 5, I went for a run. Soon as I came back, had my shower, I had series of calls that went on till 8:30. So just got done with those calls. And now I'm just recording this podcast and, you know, settling for the rest of my day. So we have pretty much a very hectic, fulfilling day. But I'm happy that, you know, things are moving in the positive direction and I'm able to get work done. I think that is the most important thing that we need to focus on, right? One of the things that I talked to one of my trainees was regarding stress and constipation of the mind, right? So many people are asking, how can you define constipation of the mind? Constipation of mind definition is very simple. If you are having a one-track thought, or if you're constantly focusing only on one thought process, that is constipation, right? Because you are not giving your 100% in any other activities except thinking on that thing. Now, it could be your girlfriend, it could be your ex-girlfriend, it could be anything that can, you know, occupy your mind. And it keeps occupying you so much so that you only start thinking about that topic rather than thinking about what work you need to do or what other areas that you need to focus on. So that is basically constipation. right? You're stuck. You're stuck at one place. So that's the simplest form of definition. And the only way to come out of it is to recognize it and replace it and consciously work towards, ignoring or trying to focus on things that will take you forward. Okay, I do it using mantras. For me, mantras work very well. I'm trying to focus on one mantra per day, and that's really helping me keep my mind sane and on track. Well, folks, that's all for now. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you're having a great time. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your week with your family and friends. Om Shanti.